This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Back in the fold here at 7 after the hour on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, creating change on the radio. I saw a friend of mine the other day, and he looked different, lost a lot of weight, and not a lot of time. He told me the reason he did it is because his girlfriend left him because he was too heavy. I said to him, why the hell didn't she say that to you before? Or why are you doing it now? She's gone. And he said, well, maybe she'll come back again. Do you think that happens under the circumstances? If somebody leaves you, they don't usually tell you the truth as to why they leave, do they? Honestly, do people, when relationships end, do you think they really tell you the truth about why it's over? Or do you think it's just
something?
I never
do when I leave somebody.
Well, yeah, I don't know.
Wow, right? Listen to that one.
I mean, the bottom line is it's not working out for a reason. So does it really matter? I mean, the bottom line is it's not working.
Right? Yeah, I suppose that's it. Right, okay, well, there you go. A little philosophy from Jennifer Horn. So we have George Floyd to deal with today. I see that President Biden is going to meet privately with the family to mark the one-year anniversary of his murder. Nine minutes that changed the world. I don't know. I guess it didn't for a lot of people. It made a difference anyway. So this is supposed to be a private meeting. Is that right? The idea of getting together with the family. Is this a good precedent? Does it make any difference? Is it? I don't know. I think about it as being okay. Is it flash and splash? But what do you add to what already is real?
I think it'd be pretty dismissive of the importance of, you know, what that trial stood for and what the movement that sparked protests around the world. I think to not acknowledge it would be a huge mistake.
Well, it's okay.
I think it's his plight. I mean, if he wants to have the family at the White House, I mean, that's his decision. You get to invite people that you want when you're the president. What I do take issue with, however, is that they're going to be flying the Black Lives Matter flag, and they probably already are because of the time difference.
What, in the White House?
Embassies around the world. So I have a problem with that because it should be the United States flag and not the Black Lives Matter flag.
Whose decision was that?
I don't know. I mean, obviously someone within the administration, obviously Biden would have to sign off on it. I would imagine it's somewhere through the State Department that it probably started. And I think
I think the George Floyd thing is an important thing to recognize, wrap yourself around it. Actually, the way Victoria just said what she did made me think, it's been a whole year. It seems like this thing's gone. It doesn't seem like it's been a year, actually, maybe because the attention that's been paid to the Black Lives Matter movement and to the attention that was paid to the Chauvin trial and all of that. It has been with us, that's for sure, and has caused much more than a ripple effect on society here and, I guess, elsewhere as well. I don't know. How do you measure it in the rest of the world? As to go back to what you were saying about putting the Black Lives Matter flag on U.S. embassies, which I think is a huge...
But it's not just the BLM flag. I mean, it's the... And we're not taking down an American flag. It's also...
It shouldn't be at the same prominence as the American flag. It just shouldn't. The American flag is what should fly on the embassy, and that's it.
It's below it, so... But the Pride flag is now being flown again because that was something... Okay, well, that's something that...
The flag is the flag. All the other flags can be used at rallies. They can be used for whatever groups want to use them.
Yeah, I don't know that I'm too comfortable.
When you have American government buildings, those are not our recognized flags. Our recognized flag is the United States flag, and that's it. I don't know.
I think we've gone a little overboard anyway in all of this. I think, and we go back to the Derek Chauvin thing, the outrage for me in this this guy's death, which was meaningful and needless, but the attention to police who are not properly trained, who ought not to be in the job in the first place. It's very clear that Derek Chauvin should not have been carrying a badge and a gun at that moment or in many moments before that. And then you wonder to yourself, okay, when you hear all these incidents, are they overplayed? Are we just not paying much attention to the police? I don't think we've really solved anything. We've had this stupid movement to defund the police, which is idiotic. Rearranging or having them trained better or differently, it seems to me, ought to be a priority.
And I've been in favor of reallocating some funds to other areas, too, which is also part of reforming the police. I don't believe in defunding. But, you know, but the thing that, that really bugs me, I don't know if you guys have seen this, but this started because back in 2019, the U.S. Customs and Border Protection, they fired four people who were accused of being part of an offensive and secret Facebook group. I think we all remember that story, right? So there's a national list of enforcement officers that have been terminated for misconduct similar to things like that. Mm. However, the problem, though, is that there is no national database that actually allows a police department in any state, in any city, to go and background check a cop that's coming from somewhere else. So a former cop who moves maybe to a different state and wants to work
Why
in a
would
new
that
precinct.
Be?
Exactly. So it's called, this is called the National Decertification Index. It's a database of cops who have been decertified, meaning that they are no longer considered to be, you know, up to the standard of being able to serve correctly. And so the problem, though, is that one out of eight sworn officers in the country is federal, working for an agency like the FBI or Secret Service or Border Patrol. And there are no federal agencies that are naming names on the misconduct registry. So anybody, now that's one in eight officers in the country works for the federal government. That's a bigger number than I actually thought. And so if any of them are fired or decertified, this index is not being kept up. Any one of those people can then go and get a job as a cop.
Who's responsible for keeping it up? Whose job is it to keep this register up to date?
I believe it's the Customs and Border Patrol Protection.
So why
I think
are they
the
not
ones. Well, that's a great question.
Why would Customs and Border Patrol be in charge of other police agencies?
It's the only because this index,
the
National
Security, maybe.
I don't know, but this National Decertification Index, like, my point, though, is that it's the only nationwide background check system that identifies, quote-unquote, bad apples in policing, and no one's keeping up with it.
I think
it's crazy. That's a big problem.
There's obviously, we can talk about background checks. I think it's a valid conversation. I feel like the effort here is so much broader. It's not really about solving problems within the police. It's about creating chaos in the community. What's happened in California is that we've defunded a lot of police. And by the way, it's happened everywhere too, in other big cities, particularly in blue states like Chicago and Illinois and New York City.
Right, let's
come
back to California though,
but
Jennifer.
Crime rates, I'm just saying, it's
right.
Similar. Crime rates are skyrocketing.
I'm looking at the stats. There have been 100 freeway shootings in Southern California. No, I want you to speak to that.
Yeah, let her finish what she's her point. He goes on to other stuff and doesn't listen as he's reading to us.
I'm listening. Go ahead.
I don't know what I was saying. I was saying something about how the end goal is to get rid of the police altogether because they don't want it to be the people who are pushing this
movement. But that's extremism. People are not going to go for that.
Doug, we're one step away from what they want to do is get rid of local police and have everything be federalized. And if you think
that
that's going
to
work, look at Mexico and look at the federalities.
That's a huge piece
of the progressive movement.
I
want
to know who wants to do that so I can help vote them out of office. Who wants to do that? Please.
People who tend to be progressive in the party. This is the quote of the squad.
Everybody.
Black Lives Matter would like to
see
this.
I can
see
the
These
squad
are people
bunch.
That are pushing for this. So it's, you know, that's the thing that's scary because you also have to figure out how to let states figure out what kind of policing is appropriate for them. You don't want to have just a federal system because then you have the militarization of police departments, right? And you have so much opportunity for corruption. Go to Mexico and pay off a federale and you'll see what I'm talking about. Now, as far as the police or these shootings go, an awful story from this past weekend. A six-year-old boy got shot and killed in the car. His mother was driving him to school. He was in his car seat or his booster seat, and someone shot randomly into their car and shot and killed the child. And
from a bridge or something?
From a passerby, they think it was a white sedan, maybe a Volkswagen, that shot into this car and killed the kid. And now the family has no child.
How could a cop ever prevent that, though? That's just a random shooting.
Oh, I'm not saying that a cop can, but crime levels can be prevented. And the reason that the crime is out of control in California is there's no punishment. Yeah, there's no consequence. I mean, if you get charged, then, okay, maybe you'll get charged. Then if you do get charged, maybe you'll get convicted. If you get convicted, you get let out of prison early. So people are committing a lot of crimes, violent crimes.
This way, though?
Why because there's no punishment.
But who thinks this is okay?
Yeah, but you know what, though, Doug? But I think psyche, you know, looking into the psyche of criminals, the death penalty itself, and this has been studied for decades,
it's not a deterrent at all.
And that's the ultimate punishment.
The problem is that people who commit murder are being let out of prison in about 5 years. And people who commit violent crimes are being let out the same day in Los Angeles.
Yeah, people get busted for weed and in there for 35 years.
Right, yeah. And put it there by Kamala Harris, who could celebrate it as a victory. She put in a ton of black people in jail for pot charges.
Horrible.
Well,
horrible.
It's not just her. That happens everywhere.
But she was the attorney general. I mean, it happens.
Well, in your state, yes. But I'm saying that happens in every state. That's not just Kamala Harris.
All right, 17 after the hour. This is the DJV program. You've heard a lot of conversation about getting a good night's rest. And usually in that same sentence, in that conversation, is a reference to MyPillow. And why should this be any different? Yes, MyPillow will fix it. So you don't wake up in the middle of the night or in the morning with a sore neck or even worse, a headache. It's really a very cool way. And now the process they have at MyPillow.com to refresh the pillows in your home. And it's not just the pillows you sleep on. They have all kinds of pillows, as you know. If you look at this is a fabulous little catalog. They have a product catalog, and it's filled with all kinds of promotional items and things like the couch cushions you can get from MyPillow, the dog beds, the roll-and-go pillows, the body pillows. All of these are guaranteed the same way, and you can save a lot of dough when you buy these things at the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. Use the DJV, the DJV promo. I'll give you one example. Queen-size premium pillows. You can get them now for $29.98, $5 more for the king pillows. That's a real deal, a steal of a deal, if you will. Get that deal using the code DJV. Every pillow backed by the 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Wash them and dry them all the time to keep them fresh, to keep them healthy. You know, you want to not sleep. You know that. I've told you these stories about what crawls around in your nose and your ears. That's in the pillow as well. If you don't keep them washed and clean, you know, all kinds of mites and crap crawling in and out of your... No, you don't want that, right? So take advantage right now. If you need new pillows, all the MyPillow products, the pillows themselves and the sheets and the slippers now they have, get the premium results of your... pay attention. Did a lot of hard work. Let's rest at night so you don't have to, you feel good in the morning when you get up and you're going to work. Get all these deals with my promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
It's 23 after the hour. It's awful. Doug Steffen with wonderful Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner here. Memorial Day weekend is coming up, so we get ready for that. We'll be on the air live on Memorial Day. Thank you very much. Americans preparing to hit the road. So I wonder how much of that is going to reflect in our social media, what people are doing this weekend. Didn't we suggest yesterday or the day before 37 million people be on the road alone? Never mind people getting into an airplane someplace, a train, a bus, whatever. But 37 million people driving cars around. So that's bound to have some influence on what it is that we're talking about, I'm going to guess, don't you think? Jay, people, do people like to talk about their plans, what
yeah.
they're doing, where they're going, having fun, that kind of stuff?
Yeah, yeah. It's one of those things that people definitely like sharing what they're doing, if they're going to go see anybody. Grilling out anytime people are really excited about food, that's always fun. I am interested if there's going to be any kind of spike with COVID or anything, people letting their guards down. I feel like this is going to be the most that people are going to be getting together
yeah.
since the pandemic started.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
So I think, yeah, we'll get to see what herd immunity really is doing, vaccines,
yep.
if
all
things,
the masks come
yeah.
off the
yep.
Friday,
today,
Memorial Day weekend,
tomorrow,
all the masks
Gonzo.
Are off in Jersey. Yep.
Yep, in Massachusetts as well. Yes. All right, let's find out in a moment what the name is that Emma Stone has decided to give to her daughter. That's coming up. It's trending here.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user, based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, let's get into what's going on with Emma Stone and the baby's name. Why so much interest in this, Jay?
Well, she's such a private person to begin with.
So
no one even knew she got married, right?
Yeah.
When it happened?
I mean, when she yeah, and then when she was pregnant, it wasn't really until somebody caught a glimpse of the very well-developed baby bump that it was like, oh, wait, she's pregnant. So the fact that we're finding out the name, and also it's such a cute name. It's Louise Jean McCrary. Jean is
I'm sorry, but does your baby live on, like, a frontier? Is your baby, like, using an outhouse? Come on. That name, really?
I don't know if there's going to be nicknames. I'm a huge fan of nicknames, and LJ would just be so cute. But Louise Jean is the name of Emma Stone's grandmother, reverse. So her name is
probably
Jean
lived on a frontier.
Watch back, little
brings back to the strange days of yesteryear with Little House on the Prairie starring Victoria Keeling.
And they both share the same middle name, so they both have the name. Because Emma's name is Emily Jean Stone.
There you go. Oh, there's Mac.
He's got weighing in on this. Yeah. He's with you, Victoria. He's not a fan of the name.
All right. Aaron Rodgers is singing and dancing his way into our hearts, or what? I thought he
Judah's
was
having fun on vacation in Hawaii.
A football player?
He's partying. Yes,
he is.
Yes, and he is not showing up
at
the voluntary
one,
NFL workouts. Yeah, the NFL is having their voluntary workouts, and Aaron Rodgers is still kind of having that little bit of a feud issue over the contract situation.
He doesn't. Yeah. So
yeah. Why not?
Know.
Hang out with Hawaii.
Woodley.
I'm with him.
His fiance, right? So they're hanging out in Hawaii.
Shailene Woodley, really? Miss Granola?
Yeah. Yes.
Is he a granola too?
Hanging out with Miles Teller and his wife. He's another actor.
Yeah. All right.
Living their best lives. Go get it.
We love Miles. 28 past the hour. You've heard me talk a lot about how the MyPillow has changed the way I sleep. You'll have the same experience because the MyPillow never goes flat, gives you the best night's sleep. It is no longer going to be a problem that you wake up in the middle of the night, you got a sore neck, a headache, or backache. You won't need a nap because you'll be sleeping well through the night. Now, you can refresh the pillows of every room because the premium MyPillow is at the lowest price ever. For now, and just a limited amount of time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. King pillows are $5 more. To get this deal, use the promo code DJV. Every MyPillow is backed with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special square there, enter the promo code DJV, and while you're there, why not take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products using the DJV code. The Giza sheets, that sort of thing, the My Slippers, get them all at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV.
It's all about getting the most out of summer. And with certified refurbished from eBay, you can enjoy 100% of summer with up to 50% savings on top brands, plus a 15% off coupon through Memorial Day. So tackle your to-do list and break out the playlist with like new products from the brands you love. We're talking Bose, Works, iRobot, and more, all at up to 50% savings. And now through Memorial Day, get an extra 15% off coupon to save even more with certified refurbished. Shop Memorial Day savings at eBay today.
There's a lot of talk about getting back to the way things were. But what does that mean? Does it mean getting back to feeding our community? Is it about getting back to moving Earth? Or planting the seeds of the future? For the folks who run with us, there is no going back. Because they've never stopped working towards a better tomorrow. Together, we run forward. Nothing.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Secretary of State Tony Blinken landed in Israel on Tuesday, the first stop of his trip to the Middle East since assuming office. State Department officials say because the chances are low in reviving the Israeli-Palestinian peace process, the visit will focus on stabilizing the Gaza ceasefire and start discussions on humanitarian aid and reconstruction. The White House is touting a major satellite program that administration officials say will reveal vital information about climate change and extreme weather events. It's called Earth System Observatory. The program consists of at least five satellites to be launched through 2029 that will enhance, or in some cases, revolutionize the capabilities of the space agency's existing fleet of Earth-observing satellites. SpaceX fired up a Falcon 9 rocket Monday on its launch pad at Cape Canaveral Space Force Station in Florida, running the launcher through a pre-flight checkout and clearing a hurdle before liftoff Wednesday with the next batch of Starlink Internet satellites. USA Radio News.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This day in history. Flash. 1935. The location, Forbes Field, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Babe Ruth hits his 714th home run, a record for career home runs that would stand for almost 40 years. Flash, 1977. Memorial Day weekend opens with an intergalactic bang as the first of George Lucas' Star Wars movies hits American theaters.
I didn't come back just to say goodbye.
I shouldn't tell you this, but you're the only one I can trust. We're going to jump ship and join the Alliance.
The Rebellion?
Quiet down.
You got a mouth bigger than a meteor.
I'm quiet. See how quiet I am. I can barely hear.
It won't be long before your uncle's just a tenant, slaving for the greater glory of the Empire.
No, that's not going to happen here. You said yourself the Empire won't even mess with this old rock.
Things can change.
I want to learn the ways of the Force and become a Jedi like my father.
Han Solo. I'm Captain of the Millennium Falcon.
Wait, Luke! It's too dangerous!
You should not have come back.
Star Wars, it received 7 Oscars and earned $461 million in U.S. ticket sales, $800 million worldwide. Carrie Fisher, a.k.a. the Princess, said it wasn't a movie opening, it was like an earthquake. Millions of COVID-19 vaccines are on the way for Taiwan, the health minister said on Tuesday, as he extended virus-related restrictions until the middle of June, even though the trend in new infections is falling. I'm Lance Pry, this is USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
If you care where your food comes from and who doesn't, you'll love the American Family Farmer podcast. Just visit AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com and press play, or find us on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. After the hour now on the DJV program, waking up we are from our pandemic slumber, amongst other things, waking up to the realities after the George Floyd incident. A lot of things have changed in this country in the past year. Not that they don't always continue to change, but it seems like there's been a revolution. And yet we can count on things like Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez to bring us back to reality. It's pretty
2001.
Yeah. Right. So obviously they like each other's company. Miami, right? Are they still in Miami? Where are they? What's going on with them as they go back to having their relationship? Hoo-ha. I still am distracted by the fact that Ben Affleck smokes. I would have thought he'd stopped by now. And that she
well, it's
would
probably
put
better he
that.
Smokes because then yeah. He's not drinking. She also used to smoke, too. I don't think she does anymore, but, yeah, she also used to. But that's probably, like, the least thing to worry about. You know, of all the list of things that, you know, that she could have to worry about him, that's probably lowest on the totem pole.
Yeah, and who knows? Maybe eventually, like, he will quit. There was a, I mean, my husband used to smoke when, and I didn't, and I just became so annoying about it that he quit because he was over me being so annoying about it.
I couldn't be with anybody who smoked. It couldn't. It wouldn't work for me. But everybody's different. Everybody's got a different thing kind of going on. And you have different experiences, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, anyway, the best item here in front of me to stimulate people with at the moment, one of my favorite targets is Bayer. The Bayer Corporation, a German company, they were not always called Bayer. They've existed in Germany since the early 1930s, a chemical company that developed the gas to kill all the Jews in the camps. It's the same company, but they changed their name after World War II, after, you know, lots of suits and all kinds of things. So now they're up to the same old tricks of hurting people, killing people, producing company. Well, when they bought out Monsanto, they then became the heir apparent to Roundup, the weed killer that you still see on the supermarket, not supermarket, but if you go to the into the Home Depot, for example, drugstores still carry it. Meanwhile, Bayer has to pay $2 billion to settle the claims against Roundup. So you got to know there's a lot of money in this. If they're willing to pay $200,000 to anybody who gets cancer that has been around the Roundup chemicals, it's you know, what else? What other conclusion do you make from this? Apparently, that's before a judge now, and I guess apparently he's not sure the compensation is enough. And I, you know, I don't know how it breaks down because I don't know how many of these cases there are. There are a lot of, if everybody's going to get 200,000.
I can give a little bit of a stat on this. Around this time last year, we were talking about, remember the probably the most, the highest profile case was the gardener from California, who was literally just, it was so sad to see. As he's testifying, he was just, you know, days away from death. And he was awarded the largest settlement. It was $280 million or something like that. And then there were, but there were more than, I want to say, there were more than 2,500 other cases that were working their way through the court systems. Mm-hmm. So to answer your question, thousands of cases against Monsanto for cancer reasons are in the court systems. And that was a year ago. So who knows how many more it is now.
It's pretty disgusting. And it, with all the evidence, people are still using it. Farmers are still using it.
Yeah.
People use it to kill weeds around their home. It just shows you the power of advertising, which is great because I'm in the advertising business. But in this circumstance, I don't understand why people just don't get it. It's just awful. And then, I mean, we can keep talking about these things. Some people will never be convinced, and some people, hey, did you hear that story on the DJV program about Roundup? I didn't know that was such a problem. So we can get one or two people each time we talk about it to think about it a little bit and change their habits. That may be a good thing. Now, here's another story kind of from the same wheelhouse, ladies. Claxton Poultry Farms of Georgia, indicted this week on charges of taking part in a nationwide conspiracy to fix the prices on chicken. This has been going on since 2012, so the Justice Department is going after them. The old Justice Department wouldn't do this because they wouldn't get a sign-off from Sonny Perdue because he was from Georgia. So until he got his fat butt out of there, nothing was going on. So now they're indicting. It's a nationwide thing to, this is for broiler chickens. These are the chickens that, you know, they grow for 90 days and then they become the chicken that you get in chicken soup and chicken at Chick-fil-A and chicken at McDonald's or chicken wherever you get that kind. That's the kind of chicken we're talking about here. And it got everybody all worked up because whenever you'd go to a different company, they'd all give you the same price. That's what price fixing is all about. And so these guys started. I would have thought it would have been Tyson or Perdue or somebody like that. But upon recollection, they've already been in court and they've already paid a fine for the same thing. Wouldn't you think these people, never mind just this business, but other people, it was like, we were talking about this earlier. What is there that's a deterrent to crime? Whether it's shooting somebody, whether it's stealing money from them, or whether it's doing something like this. This is a federal criminal indictment, and it is being carried on by the Antitrust Division of the Justice Department. Pilgrim's Pride, which is another outfit that's kind of regional, they were found guilty in February of the same thing, and now they're paying $107 million to take care of the aggrieved. And that doesn't mean the customers. The customers never, you said that before, Victoria. The customers never see any of this money.
Mm-mm, no.
Really and truly.
All these settlements, these class action lawsuits.
Federal governments. Yeah. For them to waste on more government stuff. That's where it goes. So anyway, it's really pretty interesting. So Claxton, the latest, if they're convicted, they get statutory fine. There's a minimum fine for corporations of $100 million when you're found guilty of this sort of thing. There's a lot of money in chicken, in case you didn't realize. Not for the farmer. Farmer gets screwed 85 ways from Sunday. As a matter of fact, the latest stats are out. I get these stats every month, and every once in a while I think I pass them along to the share of food dollars and what the farmers are getting. And the more I talk about this, maybe I should stop talking about it, because the more the number goes down and not up. So the average farmer 10 years ago got 17 and a half cents for every dollar you spent at the food market. All right? That was 10 years ago. All right? So now the average has gone down in 10 years as the farmer's share of the food dollar slips to 16.4 cents per dollar. Do you realize how outrageous that is? Especially looking around at how strong commodity prices are. Because you can say one thing about the damn Chinese government. They are buying up our food because they can't grow enough food. They can't even come close to it. Their farmers don't know how. What do you think they're buying up all of the chicken and the pork producers? Well, the Chinese government owns the largest pork producer in the world. It's an American company called Smithfield. They own it. Jimmy Dean sausage, all kinds of brands are connected to it. Now they're doing the same thing with Tyson. They're buying up Tyson, and they've also tried to buy up stock in Purdue so that they can get a hold of our chicken and ship it back to China. In the meantime, they're buying a lot of corn from us, a lot of soybeans. For those farmers, that's what's cranking up the price and making it worthwhile. But I'm talking about what you buy in the store, the farmer gets 14, what I say, I'm sorry, it's 16.4 cents or 17.7. At one point in 2016, it was 14 cents. So it went up, and now it's going back down again.
It's just weird because I'm thinking, like, I buy the organic Wegmans brand chicken.
Yeah, yeah.
The chicken breasts. And a package that's probably a pound and a half costs upwards of $9.
Uh-huh.
So if the farmer's getting 14 cents a pound on that, I mean, that's just, 14. Really? Is Wegmans making that much money?
No, it's Wegmans is the 30% profit motive. A profit in the grocery business, the average profit is about 30 cents per dollar, 30%. So the markup goes in that direction. You know, that's different than if you, for example, go buy a new bed. Markup is 50% on that. If you're buying clothing, the markup is 100% on clothing. I mean, they can discount it as they will, but that's usually
alcohol, so it's called is 200 to 250%.
Yeah, right. The more
if you go to a restaurant, that's
yeah, right, exactly. So anyway, here's a farmer in South Dakota who's suing the USDA for the right to farm. Now, see, this is the kind of stupid stuff that comes from these damn people in the EPA and the USDA. This guy has a puddle in one of his farm fields that he's planting corn in. He's had this corn field. It's been in his family for 100 years. Lincoln, Nebraska, in Minor County. Arlen. Arlen and Arlene, husband and wife. They're in court with the USDA now because the wetland determination was for a puddle in the middle of one of his fields. Do you realize how asinine this is and how much money the government is spending to screw over a third-generation farmer? This is the kind of stuff that at least, you know, when Trump was in, we were talking about draining the swamp. They didn't get the right things changed. They addressed some of this stuff, but they didn't. This is, by the way, the EPA calls it the Swamp Buster Act. They're trying to find every drop. Remember when you used to laugh at me when I'd say this, Victoria, when I would point out the ludicrousy of some guy from the EPA coming to the farm and saying, there's a puddle of water in your driveway, that's a wetland.
Right.
We would laugh in his face. But yet there are these kids who haven't got a clue, who have been sent out to screw things over for the farmers. And I'm glad this guy is suing him, but it's at his expense. The taxpayer is paying to have him screwed over. But now the Pacific Legal Foundation has gotten in. They filed a lawsuit this week in U.S. District Court. They have taken on this case because they want it to go to the Supreme Court. But why should we even have... What the hell is the matter with these people that they think they've become so... Is it jaunted? What's the word I'm looking for?
Jaded?
They become jaded, thank you. They become so jaded that this swamp buster thing is going on farms all around the country.
It's nuts.
Yep. What are we doing to ourselves? That's the question, much as anything else. All right, let's have some good cookies. Ready? Ebon's Bakehouse, cookie. Want some of them cookies? We have to get the Healthline. Talks about how the best gluten-free breads in this country are from Ebon's. So that's kind of cool, isn't it? To know that Ebon's Bakehouse has certified gluten-free, great products, non-GMO, finest organic ingredients. The cookies use grass-fed butter from Amish farms, eggs from free-range chickens. They're on top of it, and I'm happy to have them as a proud sponsor here of the DJV program. The two professional chefs, Eric and Adrian, that's where Ebon comes from, E-B-A-N, are their initials, Eric Braddock and Adrian Novak. So there you go. He's a veteran. A lot of people like that as well. Listen, whatever. It's a good company, and they have great products. If you're gluten-free, go to ebonsbakehouse.com and get yourself some yummy cookies, breads, rolls, all that kind of stuff, buns, all gluten-free, fabulously tasty. We can all attest to that. And when you check out, use the DJV code for a 15% discount. You don't like them? Send them back. They'll give you 100% of your money back. That's kind of how it works, right? When you guarantee something, really stand behind it. Check it out. EbonsBakehouse.com, DJV code on checkout.
Hi, everyone. This is Fred Dreyer, inviting you to my special live stream event. It's an evening with Fred Dreyer, Thursday, May 27th at 6 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern. Join me in my corner for an evening of great stories and never-before-heard tales from my football and acting careers. After the event, join me backstage for a virtual meet and greet. You'll be able to ask me questions, get a virtual photograph, and a video of your experience. Get your tickets now at omgvip.com. That's omgvip.com. See you all there.
Finally, a bed that senses snoring and automatically responds. Meet the Ergo Smart Base from Tempur-Pedic, our first system that detects snoring, then automatically adjusts by raising the bed. And now, during the Tempur-Pedic Summer of Sleep, all Tempur-Pedic mattresses are on sale, with savings up to $500 on adjustable sets. Get your best sleep, all night, every night. Learn more at Tempur-Pedic.com.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
About 53 after the hour on today's DJV program. The deal to buy MGM Studios, Amazon's going to do that. What is that going to do to the movie business? And I asked that. Plus, we've got a couple of other reflective items coming up. Chuck Curry is here, our movie man with movie moments right after this.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/demo. This is a limited offer only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/demo. That's bamboohr.com/demo.
Who can take a sunrise, sprinkle it with dew?
Da, 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 da. There's an ad on television now that uses this song. I forgot what the ad is. That shows you how bad it is, but how good it is to hear the song, because once I hear it, I have it in my mind. When I woke up this morning, this and I didn't know you were going to talk about Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, but when you listen to this song, doesn't it stick with you? Isn't it one of those songs?
That's a great song.
Stays with you? Yeah, yeah.
I think Sammy Davis Jr. wrote that song, correct?
Yes. Yep, he did. He performed it as well. Yeah, all right, so what's going on with Willy Wonka's Going Bonkers? What's happening?
Well, yesterday they made an announcement. This actor, Timothy Chalamet, who was in the movie Call Me By Your Name, he also was played Edward Scissorhands in that Super Bowl commercial. It's going to play a young Willy Wonka in a Warner Brothers prequel story directed by the guy who did Paddington, those children's movies. We're pretty good. The buzz on the internet, though, is not favorable for this idea. I don't like this idea either. To me, this one Wonka, his name's Gene Wilder, who was amazing in that role in 1971. Now, Johnny Depp played the character in Tim Burton's movie in 2005. I've always loved Burton, and I like Depp, but that performance and creative choice, I thought, was way, way too bizarre. And Gene Wilder, to me, will always be that character, always.
Yeah.
I wish this guy luck. I wish this actor luck. I just think from a story point of view, I don't need to see an origin of that character. I like the mystery. And sometimes, like we talked about with the Star Wars franchise, there was really no reason to see how Darth Vader originated to what he became. The mystery is better than the reality. No?
No, I like seeing how Vader went to the dark side. I think that's a really important element to that story. But, I mean, with Willy Wonka, I thought, you know, the Johnny Depp one covered him as a child. And, you know, and what made him, you know, that really, now I don't know if that's going to be the same story that Timothée Chalamet's version will be. But, yeah, I agree with you, though. I don't think we need a whole movie that's a prequel.
Let me ask you a question. Did you like the look of Johnny Depp in that film? To me, it was creepy. Like, I mean, creepy, not in a good way.
Dark eyebrows.
See, I love the Tim Burton aesthetic, so yes, I did like all of that.
Yeah, that's what I like.
Yeah.
And I thought the kid, who I think it was Freddie Highmore, who's now in The Good Doctor, I thought he was good as Charlie. I thought all that stuff worked. I just thought when he comes on screen as Wonka, not so much for me.
All right, Amazon.
I got one other thing, Doug.
All right, go ahead.
This day in TV history, Jay Leno became the permanent host of The Tonight Show.
What year?
I think it was 93, I think.
Would have been, because Carson retired in May of 92, so it may have been May of 92. Yeah. And he still should be there.
I thought he did a good job.
Yeah, he did a good job. Nobody ever as great as Carson was, but the Carson McMahon thing was just magic. Jay Leno is a good, really solid talent.
We've said this many times. The reason Carson worked so well is because there were very few talk shows back in the day, and when celebrities went on that show, it was very, very special. Yeah. Now there's just so many, it's sort of watered down and doesn't have the same...
And they're all the same with their political bourgeois, you know, who needs it. Amazon is going to buy MGM today. That's James Bond, Legally Blonde, the Rocky franchises, the Pink Panthers, Stargate... $9 billion. What's that going to do to the movie industry, Chucker?
I don't know. I mean, I think that's a good thing in terms of it'll give MGM some power back in the industry. I like that that name, MGM. It's iconic. It goes back forever. So they're going to give a massive cash influx to do a lot of good things going forward.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.